business made order for March, April 5th, 3:02. For us today, we've got two resolutions, or a bill and a resolution. The first one we have is House Joint Resolution 38. Representative Cowdery will explain to us, and it would be the intent to move this bill out shortly thereafter. Representative Cowdery?
Yeah, it's a resolution, House Joint Resolution. I've been working on this for over 2 months. I think you can see from the number of sponsors that we've got in the House that we have large support for the bill, and I think everybody has had an opportunity, hopefully, to read what it is. It's a joint resolution encouraging an all-Alaska gas transportation system. And I'd like to make note that there's a typo error in line 22 of the first page. Instead of exportation, I'd like to make it exploration, and whatever is the best way, whether through amendment or however that's the best way to handle that, I don't want to waste any more time unless there's questions about it, about the, it's kind of a joint resolution, that's what it's all about. I'd like to ask to pass it on to the other body.
I would suggest that you adopt a clean substitute with your correction here of your word, and then...
Yes, that would be whatever is the proper procedure. I want to
go ahead and make a motion to adopt that. Representative Bussell?
Mr. Chairman, are you ready for a motion to move this piece?
Well, we wanted to adopt the substitute, which would have his correction in there on line 22.
Mr. Chairman, I move that on line 22 of page 1, we change the word exportation to exploration. And ask unanimous consent.
No objection. It's ordered. Any further discussion on the resolution? Questions of Representative Cowdery? If not,
I'd just like to move that we pass this bill from committee then.
Resolution.
It is resolution, I'm sorry.
With the correction put in there as a committee substitute?
Yes, sir.
Is there any objection to the motion? Representative Larson?
No, I'd just like to add, I think this is a positive step that the state is making in this direction, and it's something that's overdue.
Okay. No further objection. We'll move out HJR 38.
Thank you.
Okay, you can come sit with the rest of us.
Okay.
Oh, I should note for the record today, Representative Larson, Representative Bussell, Representative Gall, Representative Liska, Representative Cowdery, Representative Ewing, and Representative Rankin. The second bill we have before us today is HB 278, the Kenai River Commission. Last week, when we had this bill up, we adopted the committee substitute, which Dr. Fritz had presented us with, and there was further discussion with members of the agencies as to another way to approach this. However, Dr. Fritz was not in town. He was with a group in Whitehorse last week, and he's here today and would like to testify before us. Dr. Fritz?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm Milo Fritz, representative from District 5 on the Kenai Peninsula, and here, of course, testifying in favor of this resolution. The problem is principally in the Kenai River, Mr. Chairman, and there are, according to the interim studies initiated by the governor, about 20 federal and state agencies that have partial jurisdiction over the Kenai River. Because I recognized that the Kenai River wasn't the only one in Alaska, and that we might not know about the problems that they are having in other rivers, the implementation of this resolution and the formation of such a commission would make it possible for the commission to take up the problems in other rivers as they arose. In the trip to Canada, to which you just alluded, we found out that there are indeed problems with other rivers, and to wit, the Yukon River, because of the poor escapement up into the upper reaches of the Yukon and in the Yukon Territory and also in British Columbia, the Stikeen River, which goes up into British Columbia, and the Wood River, which goes north from Norton Sound. The Kenai River represents an emergency situation. It is overfished. They have boats plying the river that are either poorly designed or have excess horsepower, causing erosion of the banks and disturbing of the kind of underwater surface that exists in the river and which is conducive for the successful spawning of fish. If that gravel or mud or silt or whatever it's composed of is disturbed, there is not a sufficient maturation of the eggs to allow us maturation of them and for them to continue their migration out into the sea. There is also the problem of the number of guides on the river. So we have boat design, horsepower of engine, number of guides, and the number of people fishing. Another thing that disturbs the river is the regulations having to do with set net and other types of fishing in the inlet, because there has to be sufficient escapement for fish to go up into the river and spawn. And finally, Mr. Chairman, there is every homesteader or every, let's say, every property owner's right along the Kenai River when he makes a little dock or tie-up place for his airplane or for his boat. That also sets up currents that are against the laws of nature and hydrology, if you will, and disturbs the spawning ground of the fish. Because this is an emergency situation and should be addressed this year, somebody has to have the authority to have the breadth to look into all these things that I mentioned and others besides, and be able to write regulations that have instantaneous effect, just as the Department of Fish often says we're going to close District 5 for 3 days for whatever reason that they give. And that's the extent of my testimony, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the courtesy.
Dr. Fritz, I have been told that members of the administration have been suggesting there's another way we can deal with them, and they will be meeting with you or your staff and the committee staff within the next week. Have you discussed this with them, or are you?
I'm not familiar with it, Mr. Chairman, but naturally I'd be pleased to join in anything like that, as long as we can get something done this year before it's too late again.
Well, that would be our intent. I think that they have Dave Wooden scheduled within the next week.
Yes. Murray Walsh testified last week, indicated he would get together with your aide, Dave Shady, and myself, and hopefully you to suggest an alternative and see if you would be receptive to that. And he would do that before the week was out.
Thank you very kindly.
So I would propose that we get one other person that has requested to testify today, that we'll take that testimony, then let you work with Mr. Walsh, and if we've got a solution in there someplace, then we can bring that before the committee in the near future.
Thank you very kindly.
Representative Dahl.
Thank you, sir. Two questions to the chair, if I may. First of all, what is the alternative that was suggested?
The
we haven't really heard it yet. There's a couple possible solutions that they think that they can come up with. That's why they're going to get together and discuss it and see how it will work out.
I see.
And we haven't actually been given a proposal yet.
Thank you. Second question, could you explain to me, and please forgive me for not having this knowledge, but what was the rationale behind taking a bill that was going to deal with oversight on Alaska rivers and restricting it only to the Kenai River? I understand the sponsor is particularly concerned with that river, but nonetheless, it seems like a well-intentioned piece of legislation.
The intent there was to, the original bill was to take care of the Kenai River immediate problem. The original bill, the way it was drafted, dealing with all rivers in the state, was pretty much a wide open thing. We weren't sure how it was going to work. The cost could have been astronomical trying to operate every single river in the state. This was put down into this fashion, dealing with just one specific river with a sunset provision in it, to see if we can get the program to work and address the immediate problem. If it is in fact a good vehicle to accomplish this thing, it can be extended to other areas. But we felt we should, in getting started, should keep it controlled.
Was there a fiscal note with the original bill?
I don't think one was done on it. No.
Thank you very much.
I think Jay Nelson was also requesting to testify today, Jay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jay Nelson. I'm with the Alaska Environmental Lobby. I just have a few brief comments. On this particular bill, I've taken my lead from our member groups, the Kenai Conservation Society, Kachemak Bay Conservation Society in Homer, and the Alaska Center for the Environment in Anchorage. All feel that something needs to be done with the river. Obviously, that most of the people who use the river from Anchorage, but the people in Kenai are obviously very concerned about it as well. We would support legislation like this or similar to this, although, as you expressed last Thursday, I guess, mainly we're interested in solving the problems of the Kenai. Presently, approximately 18% of all the fish caught in this state on sport fishing licenses are caught on the Kenai River, and it's obviously a major resource for the people of the state, and it does need some help at this time. And whatever means that would be, we would like to have a chance to have some opportunity to talk to people about it, and also as it progresses on the Kenai Peninsula, I'm sure our groups there would be interested in participating.
Thank you. Questions? Representative Barson.
Yeah, Jay, just in your opinion, do you think there's any existing state board, commission, or agency that might be able to do the same thing that this commission is being charged with doing? And by this commission, I mean the one that's being proposed.
I don't think so. There are no commissions. Well, the task force reporting, I think, included this one possible recommendation for this commission. It came out in February. I haven't seen a copy. That's what I understand. I'm not sure about other commissions, but I don't think there's anything. One possibility would be including some existing state agency given overall authority, say Department of Public Safety, so that it could be, somebody needs to have overall authority, and that was the idea behind the bill, I understand.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson.
I had a question from prime sponsor.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Dr. Fritz, Representative Feeling's got a question for you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Basically, I was interested in, when I looked at the sectional analysis that was done on the bill here, they talk about seven members which are appointed by the governor representing four state departments with jurisdiction over the concerns and expertise related to the Kenai River. Has there been any thought of exactly what would happen if you possibly had a lead agency involved in it versus the number of different state agencies? How would they be able to reach a conclusion in regard to problems relating to the river if they haven't been able to do it to this point under their jurisdiction, and possibly the possibility of going with someone having the lead from either the Department of Natural Resources or some agency. Maybe you could sort of elaborate on that.
Mr. Chairman, in drafting this legislation, preparing for it, we found that we got into jurisdictional disputes. Somebody has to have the power to say yes, no, change this, do that. And we felt, those of us who drafted this piece of legislation, that if we had narrowed it down to the Kenai River, somebody would inevitably say, well, what about the Neyukluk River? So we said, well, we make it broad. That doesn't mean that the commission would immediately have to take jurisdictional charge of every river in the state, because a lot of them are worrying along the way they've been since the seventh day with nobody messing with them at all. But if the problem should come up, as I mentioned, in three other rivers, then this commission could address itself, take care of that. Also, we realized that most of the people enjoying the Kenai River did not come from the Kenai Peninsula, but came from the Anchorage area, and I think second in importance are the people who came up from the outside to enjoy the river. So, if you and your committee, Mr. Chairman, feel that there's a better way to address this than what we dreamed up and have presented to you for your consideration, well, I'd be in favor of it, because I have I have pride in having started the thing, of course. But what I mean is, if the river is saved and the resource is saved, that's the object of the game.
We appreciate your cooperativeness trying to solve the problem.
Yes, sir. One follow-up question, if I might. So what you're saying is that the commission that would be established by the governor then, would it have the jurisdiction to be over to oversee all the other state agencies that are involved? Is that the power that we're giving them in this bill?
That would be my intent, yes, sir. So they could call them, anybody in from any department, and say, this is your particular field of expertise in regarding rivers or fish or ship design or hydrology. This is what we want to know, and they could pick the brains of every agency, federal or state, to get the job done.
And they'd have the authority.
They'd have the authority, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Representative Larson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. One of the reasons for my earlier questions, Representative Fritz, is at the present time I know that the administration has proposed that we really take a look at the various boards and commissions that we have to see which ones are truly functioning as they should be, to see which ones should be eliminated or which ones should be combined to provide more efficiency. We also have at least two bills, I think, before the legislature at this time, directing that the legislature do approximately the same thing. So the other day, the question of boards and commissions did come up in the State Affairs Committee. And at that time, it was recommended that we possibly form another board or a commission to investigate and study the boards and commissions that we now have. And it happened then the same day that this bill came before. So I think what I'm trying to say is, although I believe in what you're trying to do, I just wonder if we might not be a little bit premature in trying to find out that if there is another way to do it.
I think that's what our intent was in holding the bill over and trying to let Representative Fritz and people get together with the administration and their proposal. Maybe there is another way. And Representative Gall?
Thank you. Did you have a comment, sir?
No.
Okay. Maybe I should back up just for a moment on this. First of all, are you familiar with this committee substitute that changes this Alaska Rivers Commission to a Kenai River Commission?
No, Mr. Chairman, I'm not.
Well,
yep.
I think that might be a very productive thing for you to have.
Thank you.
Because, well, before I make this brief statement, let me just go back a step further. If I understand the fiscal note, for the original bill, it's only figured at $1,800. Would you correct me if I'm wrong? Yeah, 278. Now, I have it here, I mean, if this is a fiscal note for the committee substitute, it doesn't say so. It says Alaska River Commission and HB 278. And and it's a very small amount of money. So I just wanted to direct the attention of the committee to that fact. Basically, for this reason, I think one of the most important resources of this state, and possibly one which has not received the attention it deserves, is the Alaska River system. It provides not only fish and wildlife benefits and recreational usage, but also one of the greatest sources of power that this state will possess in the future. Furthermore, a healthy river system is vital to the cyclic motion of water in our state, and very significant in other ways, and I won't bore you by going on, except to say in response to the previous speaker that I think this is a very important piece of work. I believe that a commission of this type could help resolve some of the resource conflicts that exist between various interest groups, and could provide for a group that would not have to take its lead from one agency or another, which is often the source of the problems in resource conflict, but in fact could look at the river for its own sake, dealing with the multitude of benefits which it provides the people, and hopefully providing some input that would assist responsible decision making in an area of concern that is notably, how shall I say it, it's a crisis down south. The management of rivers down south are now at the stage where there may be no coming back.
That's why we feel we need to get in.
So I'm belaboring this a little bit to indicate that I think it's very important, and that maybe some consideration should be given to maintaining the original mandate of the bill. I know
The fiscal note that was there is just from one agency, and there's half dozen agencies or whatever, and the thing is actually set up in the office of administration. We have not, or the office of the governor, we have not received a fiscal note from their office. All that is from one agency, 1.8 fiscal note.
Let me see, I've misplaced it.
Fiscal note, you said it was for $1,000.
Yeah, the federal funds, it states here.
My assumption would be there would be other fiscal notes.
I see, this would just be Department of Environmental Conservation.
Right, that would be my assumption.
I see. Is it the intent of the chair to pass this bill out today, or to obtain the rest of the fiscal material?
The intent would be to wait until we've had a chance for the gentleman from the administration to meet with Dr. Fritz and get together with him and see if there's another way of doing this, or what the administration might propose as to how to solve this problem.
Thank you very much.
After we come up with a proposal there, then we can come back and deal with it at that point. Maybe going back to this bill or their new proposal, whatever the case might be at the time.
Thank you.
I'd just like to make a final comment to Representative Fritz. I know you missed the testimony, I guess it was on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
There was a lot of interest by Representative Liskin and Representative Larson in regard to the problems that were occurring on the river with all the different uses. So the committee, I think, understands that there's a real problem. If they want to solve it, we'll be looking at John's proposal.
Well, thank you very much.
With that, we don't have anything else come before us today. We'll adjourn the meeting.
Yeah, that's the way to handle it.
You do okay there.
All right.